You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? Winning cures everything. College football gambling picks segment for week number 9. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And we got a lot of games to get to. Let's go on and tell you how bad we were last week. I went 2-5 last week, lost $120.45. Chris went 3-5, lost $109.09. On the season, I am 25-39. I am down 19.7 units, and we are more than halfway through the season. That's not a good thing. Not a good thing. Chris, however, 21-25, he's down 7.13 units. He can get that back. I'm going to be working my rear end off to try and get 19 units back.
Maybe.
Just saying.
We'll keep at it. We'll keep at it, brother.
But you know who did pretty well?
Michael quit.
IDR Smith went 9-1 in the college or in the football picks contest over at winningcureseverything.com. You can join that every week. You win great prizes from Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 wonderful sports books. We recommend all of them. Go check them out over at tunicatravel.com. Again, enter the football picks contest over at winningcureseverything.com. Over there, you can find our picks, our previews, our podcasts, our videos, everything about us, the social media stuff. Facebook, you can follow us on there. You can follow us on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're watching on Facebook, hit that like button. Of course, share the show out with your friends. Leave us some comments. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Tell us what your picks are. Because, man, I need some help. Good gracious, 6 live in the morning. But put those picks on here. I want to see where you got the line. What your record is. Tell us how you've been doing, man. Tell us everything about you. We want to know. We want to know what's up. All right. I don't have a lot of notes on my games this week.
Okay.
I'm feeling good about them because I felt good every week, and I don't know how. How about this? I don't feel as good about these as I have about the ones that I lost a bunch on. So maybe that means I should feel good about these. Does that matter? Does that?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Like, I felt so good about those games last week.
Well, the one you felt the best about, you hit.
Yeah, I hit that.
So that's good.
But I had some other ones that I felt pretty good about that did not hit. So, and I ended up losing, you know, $120 last week. I'm like, man, like, I cannot get caught up. I don't know what it is. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 games this week. Literally every one of these is at -110 juice. How many games you got?
It's 6, and they're all 110.
Okay. So we know exactly what that is. We'll tell what we're putting on each game as we go. And since I've got more than you, I will fire off first. Game number 1 for me. I am all over Ball State -2.5 at home against Ohio. I'm putting $75 on it. Ohio 1-6 against the spread so far this year. Ball State is 5-2. Ball State is playing lights out right now. They look fantastic. And this is a team that has a ton of experience. Ohio has not looked right all year. I don't know what it is. So I'm all over Ball State. I'm giving up less than a field goal. Like, I think Ball State can win this game by 10 points.
Okay.
Who you rolling with?
SMU. Going to Houston.
Okay.
I think this SMU team is so much better than Houston.
What's the line you got?
14.5.
You willing to give up 14.5?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to easily beat them by 3 scores.
Okay.
Easily beat them by 3 scores. Give me $75 on it.
75. At SMU, understanding that that they could be dealing with College Game Day next week.
Listen, I don't remember how much it was. I'm gonna find out though.
What's that?
One second. I can't do it. I'm doing too many other things on my phone. Looking other stuff up. SMU or Houston gave up like 17 points to
UConn.
To UConn.
Yeah, it was 24-17.
What do you think SMU's gonna score? Just give me a gander on what you think that team is going to score. Team total.
SMU 45? Maybe.
Let's see what the team total is.
I guess we could do that right quick. I mean, we got time. It's all good. Everybody here wants to know. Oh, so
keep talking. Move on.
All right.
I love SMU. I think they're going to kill them. I think this Houston team is struggling to stay afloat.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of guys that are out. Yeah, and look, you got it pulled up there. There it is right there.
That's the first one on there.
40.
40.
Okay.
I think they'll blow past 40.
I think you're probably right. Probably right. Let's move into game number two for me. Indiana is catching a point at Nebraska. It opened up Indiana -2 or -2.5 in some spots, and people are all over Nebraska. Here's the deal. Adrian Martinez, still questionable. Not likely that he plays this weekend. His backup, probably not going to play this weekend. Indiana is a good football team. Like, I understand that people may not understand that. But this is a good team. Tom Allen has got this team playing the way that he wants them to now. They are absolutely legit. Indiana +1 at Nebraska. I'm putting $75 on it.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go next. Okay. I went to SMU, right?
Yeah.
I think game day might be coming to Memphis, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go the other half of that.
Okay.
Memphis, -10.5 at Tulsa. Both these teams are on the road. I think both of them are going to win. I think both of them are going to cover. I think they're rolling.
I like that. Tulsa has been pretty good this year in some spots. I mean, they gave SMU all they wanted. But, yeah, I think.
I'll take 50 on that one.
$50 on that. Okay. I'm good with it. Next one up for me. Let's go down to Atlanta.
Okay.
Troy is getting 1.5 at Georgia State. Now, I understand Georgia State looked pretty good the last couple of weekends. But Troy is a different beast. Troy hadn't looked great, you know, all season, but in certain spots, when they feel slighted, they can put up points with the best of them. And they went to South Alabama last week and beat them 37-13. I think they go to Atlanta. They cover this 1.5. I think they win the game outright. But I'm going to take that 1.5. I'm going to put $50 on it at -110. Give me the Troy Trojans here.
I like to bet against Clemson.
Yeah, you do.
I haven't done bad betting against Clemson.
No.
I'm going to still bet against Clemson. Taking all 33.5 points that BC's getting. I think BC's offense can score. I don't know that they're going to score a ton, but I think they can score.
Yeah.
Clemson's offense hasn't scored a ton. Now, they'll score a crap load against BC. But are they going to score enough to beat them by 35, 34? That's a lot. Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I'm laying them. I'm taking them.
What you got, $50?
$50 on that one.
Sounds good. Next one up for me, I'm going down to Mobile, Alabama. And I'll tell you why. Because App State Don't take no prisoners. App State minus 26 at South Alabama. South Alabama's not a good football team. In App State, everybody continues to make the line too short for them. And look, the only game that they have not covered this year was against... My mind just went blank right in the middle of me saying that. That's ridiculous. Oh, Charlotte. They didn't cover Charlotte. But South Alabama can't score. So, I mean, you get App State to 40 points. Like, there ain't no way South Alabama's scoring more than 14. So, I'm all over this. Yeah, I mean, good gracious. Good gracious. App State minus 26. I got $50 on it, minus 110.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
I think LSU is rolling. I think they're rolling. I respect the hell out of Auburn, okay? I do not think this is going to be one of those games where LSU is going to come in here and just Ole them and beat them by 40 like they've been beating everybody else, okay? That ain't happening. But I definitely think they can beat them by 10.5.
Is it 10.5?
10.5. What do you think it is?
I thought it was 11.
It's gone down then, sir.
If it's gone down, that's even better because I'm on the same side that you are. I've got Auburn at LSU, LSU minus 10.5. I think that Auburn will have trouble scoring. I think LSU will not. I've got $75 on it. What you got on it?
Oh, 50.
50? All right. Let's see. I'll go on and do one more here.
Okay.
Washington State is going to Oregon. And I know how much you love Mike Leach.
I do love Mike Leach.
The Cougars have had Oregon's number here recently. Covered 5 straight against them. 4-1 straight up the last 5 years. Washington State plus 14 looks like the perfect play here. And that's what I'm rolling with. I think people love Oregon a little too much. There's a little too much hype here. Oregon really should have gotten beat by Washington. Honestly. Because Washington was in control of that game. Now Oregon has to come back home. They got USC next week. There's talk of like possibly game day or ABC primetime coming to them. Like Oregon's worried about other stuff besides Washington State, and that's where you can get got. So I think Washington State will be able to put up points here. Give me all 14 of those. Washington State plus 14 at Oregon. I love this matchup here. I love this spot. This is a good spot for
pick,
it.
Pick, like the pick. My last game got 2 picks on it.
All right.
I never ever do over unders. You know that.
This is true.
I never give them out. I bet on them a lot. I don't ever give them out. I almost said what I said on the other podcast that we did. Going to the horseshoe.
Okay.
I'm taking all 14 of those points from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then?
14.5, right?
I just saw 14.
It's right there. Yeah, I mean, you got 14. So I didn't pick it as one of my bets, but, I mean, you can get that thing at 14.5, 15 in other places.
I don't think you can, Gary.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Maybe you can. I don't know.
So take the half point.
No, I'm going to take the 14 because that's what I see it at. That's what I got it at.
Okay, plus 14.
I am nothing if I'm not fair.
Okay.
Fair if I'm not nothing? Yeah. Anyway, my other bet, I'm going real slow and I'm a little scattered. I'm not paying attention. I apologize.
What's your total on this one?
50.
All right.
My other bet, $50. I'm taking the over, 50.5.
Over 50.5.
Over 50.5. I do believe this Ohio State freight train is going to come in. I think they can score. I think Wisconsin's going to score. Tit for tat.
Okay. Okay. Is that all of your bets?
That's all my bets.
Dang, I still got 3 left.
I don't know how. I told you I was getting 6.
Well, because you and I both did Auburn.
But then you did another one.
Yeah, we did LSU, and I did another one, but...
I don't know.
I don't know. You got me. All right. Let me run through them right quick. FIU minus 2.5 at Middle Tennessee State. Florida International has got it rolling right now. MTSU, there are spots where they look okay. I don't think this is going to be one of them. Yes, they are at home. That does not mean anything for this team. Sometimes they cover home, sometimes they don't. But Florida International is rolling right now. So I'm getting them at less than a field goal. I think name recognition matters here. People think of MTSU as still being like a really good football team. They're not. They got that one upset win over Marshall. That ain't nothing. So give me Florida International. Give me Butch Davis. I'm all over that one. I've only got two more. Sorry. This last one. Yeah, because the last one I had written down was LSU. So, so $50 on Florida International at -2.5 over MTSU. And last bet, I am going to take the Arkansas Razorbacks, which is a terrible bet. I understand. Nobody wants to bet that. I got it. But I'm getting 32, and Alabama does not have Tua, and they are not going to try and go out and run the same kind of offense that they run with Tua. And even if they tried, obviously against Tennessee, they were not capable of doing that. I think Tennessee's a little better than Arkansas, but are they that much better? I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that Arkansas will be able to put up some points on this Alabama defense, especially late. I look for this to be somewhere around like a 41-14 kind of game, which still gets you inside of that 32 number. So, yeah, give me Arkansas plus the 32 for $50.
This is just how we're different.
How's this different?
I would never do this.
Never bet on Arkansas?
I would never bet against my team.
Oh. I've done it so many times, it is what it is. I see an edge here.
But I believe in karma and gambling gods and bad juju, and this is why Tua's ankle got broken.
This is not...
It's absolutely why.
Because they knew I was going to bet against them the next week?
Somebody else bet against them that shouldn't have.
Oh, that's insane.
I'm telling you.
That's just absurd.
You don't believe me.
That's just absurd.
Happens. It's real.
All right. We've got...
Just don't bet against you. Ever.
I'm not betting on them to lose. I just don't think they're going to cover 32. They are not going to lose to Arkansas. Get out of my face with this.
What's that money line look like?
We got TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast coming up. What's your money line showing?
I can get +5,750.
Yeah, 5,750. +5,750. Go on and hop on that.
I might.
All right, go ahead.
That's me.
Okay.
I'll throw money away on anything.
We both did on Northwestern last week.
You spent the weekend with me.
TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. He's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter. He jumps in with us to discuss college football picks and leans and everything else. Go subscribe to this podcast, the Three Dog Thursday podcast. And this is TJ right now. This week and every week, of course, we bring in TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can find him on Twitter at Buck Sideline Guy. TJ, how are things in Tampa, my brother?
We're doing all right, coming off the Buccaneer bye week, getting ready to head up in your part of the world to Nashville for the Bucs and the Tennessee Titans. But I know we want to talk a little college football first, and I got to say up front, thank you to Chris Giannini for coming on the podcast last week with me on Three Dog Thursday and taking the Saints in the NFL, because other than that pick, there was not much else redeeming value to what we were giving you on Three Dog Thursday college or the NFL. Although we were kind of all in agreement, weren't we, on Arizona State at Utah getting all those points in the Pac-12, but Arizona State just could not score as that game went on to keep it close enough. Yeah.
We got close, though. We were right there. We were on the right side. If they hadn't fumbled that punt at the end of the ball game, we were there. I mean, at 14-3 is what it looked like it was just going to sit on. And, you know, and then they fumble a punt and they give up a 32-yard run. It is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is, and we had some other near misses. They don't pay out the near misses, so that's okay. I know you boys headed up to the Windy City, and you were officially kryptonite on both Northwestern and the Bears. What in the world was going on with the lack of offense for the Wildcats? I mean, you can understand that Ohio State's got much more talent, but the Bears. You talk about Arizona State not being able to score.
Northwestern.
It was a bad weekend there in Chicago. I hope you had fun. I hope you had some adult beverages and some good company, because it was not a lot of good football, apparently.
You know what we did do? We watched rugby.
Listen, hang on. We didn't just watch rugby. at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
The Lord's time in Chicago. We were at a bar. They said, hey, we normally close at 2, but we're staying open until like 6 a.m. because
England like, and Australia.
Yeah, the rugby tournament, the World Cup's going on. Okay. You knew about this.
Who was on the Winning Cures podcast last week trying to tell you that while I was in London, all that was on the TV is this World Cup of rugby? And whether you believed me or whether your audience believed me, you didn't maybe believe me a week ago. You believe me now that they care about this worldwide. Oh, yeah. We don't care, but you were relaying to me they were singing songs and fight songs in the middle of the night in this bar
over
the World Cup of rugby, right?
We saw the England Aussie game, and I will tell you that is two groups of people that when they get a little lubed up, they are looking to throw down. I felt like I was back in Boston. I just thought, man, these guys will fight at the drop of a hat.
Might rival Alabama LSU lathered up in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, it surpassed that. It surpassed that by a lot.
Yeah, it was by a lot.
It was very enjoyable for a group of guys sitting in the corner just having no clue what's going on, but laughing every minute of the way.
Yeah,
I tried to tell you, and I know we'll move on to the college picks here because the audience is going, where's the picks? Where's the underdog? that I was in the press box at the stadium in London for the Buccaneers-Panthers game in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the billion-dollar stadium. We're up in the press level, and there had to be 25 guys crowded around the TV watching the finish to the Scotland-Japan World Rugby game, hanging on every second on every play. So again, this is a big deal worldwide. They care about that version of football. We care about our version of football, and that brings us back to the college game, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So of course, big week in college. Let's go ahead and just jump into the biggest game of the weekend that lost a little bit of luster thanks to an underdog that none of us called last week. Illinois beats Wisconsin. Now Wisconsin gets to go to Columbus.
Tell
me what you think here. I mean, it opened up 14.
I'm looking at that line, and I am saying that is attractive because everybody has to believe that Ohio State's going to clobber them, Wisconsin, after they lost to Illinois. And Wisconsin's good. We've talked about this on your show. I still don't know days later what happened in Champaign. I mean, you guys... You're much in depth on all of this. No, how about Illinois did not run a play in the red zone in the entire game,
and
yet scored 20 plus points without running a play in the red zone.
It's all turnovers.
Yes. But Paul Christ with the clock management, allowing the play clock to not wind down under 15 seconds on several occasions on their second to last drive, giving Illinois time on their final drive, on their last drive, second to last drive of the game.
Yeah.
They're leaving 15, leaving 10, leaving 11 on the play clock, and Illinois used every second to get into field goal range and kick the field goal. I just like, as we're pointing forward here, that this is a perfect spot for everybody to give up on them and for them to fight hard and give Ohio State problems. I don't know that they're going to win the game, but I'm looking strongly for Three Dog Thursday purposes on Wisconsin in that matchup at Columbus. Chris, are you shaking your head? I cannot see you.
Yes, right, sir.
Are you shaking your head? Yes or no? Shaking your head? No.
No. Listen. You know how I feel about Wisconsin. I have waxed poetic enough about my love for them and their style of football, and I kind of really love them in the spot. I love them.
That's it.
All right.
TJ, you heard we went to see Ohio State last week. They can be got on the lines of scrimmage. Like they're not overwhelming and dominant. Like they're insanely athletic and there's a lot of speed.
Oh, they're the crazy fast. There's nobody in the country faster than them. Nobody.
But as far as
that's saying something.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that's absolutely 100% legit.
But if you keep the ball away from them, I watch Northwestern with a putrid offensive line in really slow running backs open holes up that I could have ran through. Now I would have gotten tackled at like 2 yards. These guys got tackled at 7 yards. The guys in Wisconsin will take these to the house.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it all the time, but the best way to slow a good offense like Ohio State down is to not play defense. Just keep the ball, hold it all day long, turn into Army. And instead of trying to rush for 40 yards a touch like they have done on some of these, just get 7-8 yards and fall down. And then get seven grind or eight them. More and fall more down.
Yep.
Grind them, work the clock. Let's see. So that's going to be a big topic, obviously, on the show, that matchup in the Big Ten. And for the Big Ten and the college football playoff, this is obviously large. They wanted that to be a more stellar Wisconsin-Ohio State game. But that tandem of games at the end of the year for the Buckeyes, where they're playing Penn State at home and at Michigan to end the season, that's obviously large for the Big Ten and the college football playoff. But this is one that may give the Buckeyes some trouble.
No, you got that right. So let's move into before we get out of the college segment. Let's talk about Texas TCU. This line opened up with TCU as a 2-point favorite, 2.5-point favorite, somewhere around there. And they are now the underdog. Tell me what you think here. Texas had trouble with Kansas last week. TCU, of course, went and lost at Kansas State. But possible look ahead spot. I mean, we'll see what happens here. What do you think's going on with the Longhorns and the Horned Frogs?
TCU back to back losses, and again, this is one that it's almost like a theme for this week, late in October. Doesn't make sense, but I still like it. I don't know, and I've seen some of the highlights and watched some of that game. What in the world? Texas maybe just overlooking Kansas. What do we make of? They couldn't stop them, even at home, late in the game, over and over again. That does not bode well to me. I think TCU looks at this as a galvanizing moment for their season, that they can maybe pull the upset. And it's fascinating to me. You guys know the numbers better than I do, but for that line to have opened at 2.5 and already early in the week it shifted the other way, then that means a lot of the money obviously came in on Texas right away when they put that line out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Froggies to me are attractive here. I cannot fully explain why. Some of it is just watching Texas's defense, which obviously got shredded by Oklahoma, but Oklahoma shreds everybody. I don't know that I trust Texas's defense in this situation either. I think TCU could get them. That'll be another game that we look at on Three Dog Thursday.
I don't know that I would trust Texas's defense anytime at all, ever. I don't know that there's an offense in the league that's not scoring 35 to 40.
Look, the whole Big 12 right now, can you trust any of the defenses, maybe with the exception of Baylor?
I was just about to say, be careful.
Right, the best defensive play of the year in the conference is whoever loosened the wheels on the Sooner Schooner last week in the game with West Virginia. That's the best defense all year, is derailing the Schooner so far, boys.
Absolutely, absolutely. As far as numbers go, what is it, 88% on Texas right now?
Yeah, the whole world is back in Texas. Nobody foresees TCU winning this game. So,
And that may be... that may lead to good things for TCU. But we have gone back and done some research, and we don't know that necessarily matters at this point. So we'll see what happens.
We know that they will line up and play the game. We know it's different seasons and even a different coaching staff, but TCU has beaten them the last two times in Fort Worth head-to-head over the course of the last 4 years.
Oh, until last year, they'd beaten them
3-for-3.
Yeah, they'd beaten them four straight games before last year.
Gary Patterson, still really good coach.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All right,
that'll wrap up the college segment, of course, with the TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. Go and grab him on Twitter, at BuckSidelineGuy. Make sure you subscribe to Three Dog Thursday podcast on any of your favorite podcast apps, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, et cetera. Go follow the man on Twitter. Tell him we sent you. Leave him some nice reviews. TJ, we appreciate you being here, buddy.
Always good to be with you, boys. Gary, you're going to be on with me on the podcast making some
I
picks.
Certainly am.
And Anthony Becht of ESPN's College Football, the former West Virginia Mountaineer, the former NFL number one pick tight end. He is going to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to talking some college football with him. So it's going to be a lot of fun on Three Dog Thursday. Thank you, boys.
Absolutely. All right, we appreciate TJ hopping in here. Of course, Three Dog Thursday podcast is the name of his show. He is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter. You can find him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. All of that stuff I already said, but I want to make sure we put it out there. Go leave him a review. Subscribe to the podcast. He's got a great show. Comes out every Thursday. It discusses only underdogs. Dude is fantastic. He comes on with us every week. We always appreciate him. Of course, go enter the football picks contest over at winningcureseverything.com. You can go to the gambling picks page and keep track of every pick that we make from the beginning of the season to the end. You can make, or you can keep track of every pick that we've made for all four seasons we've been doing this. So go check it out, winningcureseverything.com. Follow us on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Hit subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Leave some comments. Share the show out with your buddies, of course, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe on the podcast as well. The show brought to you, of course, Tunica, Mississippi, South's premier sports gambling destination. TunicaTravel.com is the place to get more information about them. I think that's going to wrap it up. Let's get some winners this week. Good luck to everybody. We will see you all again next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.